All right, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Now, I'll be honest with you, we've had some cocktails.
Yeah.
So we got into it. But to start the show, we had to figure out what everybody's watching online.
Yeah, you know that thing, like you search one thing and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, we need to watch 19 videos about sheep.
Exactly right.
I'm just saying that's an example.
Wow, I'm a sheep herder now. Who knew? Then we found out, we realized it's Mother's Day on Sunday, and a lot of Mother's Day stuff came up. What gift you're going to get her? Did you forget? Oh, what weird plans do you have? Are we putting lotion in a basket? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, which led us to cocktails, Violetta cheersing herself. That's right. Yeah. Bottles were combined in V's mixology.
Yes. Mother's Day started early, as it should.
That's right. And the Kentucky Derby. It kind of all came together in a weird way. All that and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast. I see a lot of them. Harry Styles videos.
No.
I get served up a lot of Harry videos.
What do I have to do to make that happen?
You got to like the one where Shania Twain rubs his chest.
Yes.
Because now that's all I'm seeing all the time. All the time.
I love his reaction. He's so like,
okay, all right.
And he looks at the audience like, everybody saw that, right?
I guess this just happened. Well, they say 45% of people admit to regularly watching oddly satisfying videos on TikTok, like ones where you're cleaning, ones that are cooking and baking or home organization. And then that got us thinking, well, what's the weird video you're seeing? Text it to us at 60123. From a 630, I don't know why, but I keep getting videos of people making homemade pools in other countries.
Oh.
Just digging out the yard and filling it with water. Okay. I haven't seen any of those.
No.
630 sees a lot of pet rescue videos. The dodo.
That's the dodo.
That's the dodo.
That one does give me.
Every single time I see those. And I was saying, too, that when I see a pet rescue video, like Nikki said, we were talking about this off air, it'll be like, he had one eye. And we found him, and we brought him back. And it's, I can't scroll away.
No, you feel bad like changing the channel.
Right. I feel like if I scroll away, Sarah McLachlan's going to kick my door down.
Totally.
She'll be like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, oh, sorry. And 815, I have seen these restocking videos, people restocking their pantry or their bathroom or their linen closet. I get a lot of those.
Love it.
Here's how I put all the cans in my fridge, and then it's all organized. I'm like, maybe if we did that on our fridge, maybe it would look like that for 8 minutes.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's it. Yeah.
And then the second somebody goes for a LaCroix or a yogurt pouch or, you know, that lettuce that's been in there for 6 weeks that we're going to throw away, forget about it.
Right.
773, I'm getting a lot of hoof and Nate the Hoof Guy. It's people that trim horse hooves.
Oh,
I've seen that.
And cow hooves. Just like shave them down.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. A 923, I'm getting, or 929, I'm getting a lot of engagement videos. Think it might be a sign. Okay.
That Lizzo and Harry Styles are getting engaged.
There you go.
Because Taylor Swift is pregnant.
Yes.
And Drake's the father. Uh-huh. You heard that first on the Morning Mix in Chicago. We have no information to back that up, but we're just saying it.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this. No one has denied it.
That's true.
Not one person involved has denied it.
That's right. And also Will Smith. That's it. From an 847, I keep getting a lot of videos where semi-trucks, crash into viaducts. I see a lot of those. It's like the truck's too tall.
Yeah.
It happened at the same viaduct, one on each side in Joliet yesterday.
Whoa!
Yeah. I don't know if there was live video of it, so it's a little of a digression, but that was a news story yesterday that two trucks were both stuck under the same one at the same time.
Well, do you think, though, or were they like, hey, Tone, it's me and Mike, let's both hit this viaduct and film it. We'll be famous.
Right. Could be.
Go.
Could be.
I wonder. Yeah. Well, only time will tell on that one.
That's coincidence, I'll say that much.
773, I got a lot of videos of R. Kelly singing in jail. Okay, probably just you. Watch out for that one.
Let's not.
773, and I have seen these. The Sprite Challenge. Have you guys seen the Sprite Challenge yet?
No.
You take a 20-ounce Sprite, and you have to try to chug it.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Apparently it's difficult.
There are people crying.
Yeah.
There are people vomiting. They're burping in weird
ways. I was going to say, that just sounds like a burp, that challenge.
The funniest one I've seen, it's a couple. They sit down next to each other. They both open a 20-ounce Sprite. The video is like 3 minutes long because it's hard to do.
Yeah.
They're chugging. He gets through it, and he's like, ha-ha, did it. And she is struggling. And then while she's trying to finish it, he just stands up, and he's like,
hah! Oh, man.
It's pretty gross.
Have you ever seen Badlands Chugs? This is what he does.
No.
Maybe they're taking after him. Yeah, he's a big guy. He does stuff like that. He'll drink the whole 2 liter or whatever of anything, and then he will let out a huge burp afterwards, and he's very popular.
Wow.
I just planned my Mother's Day. Thank you, Whip. All right.
Badlands Chugs. Get him while he's hot.
From a 708, I get a bunch of videos that are really, really long, like several minutes long, that say this is going to be super satisfying, but it just keeps going and going and going and never happens.
You know, like the fake, like, turn over the pancake video.
Yeah, that is
always hilarious. Always wait for the pancakes to flip.
Oh, that's so funny.
And it never does.
Never flips. They're like, just wait. On the other side, it's going to look like Ringo Starr. Never flips. Pimple popping videos, 815, and a lot of other people seeing those. I cannot handle it.
Gross.
Just cannot handle it.
I like a couple of them.
From a 630, I searched something about the new show Cheer on Netflix, and now I'm getting a ton of videos of cheerleaders. Also, coming up for that 630, I got to sit down with a couple people from the show Cheer, and we'll have that interview on the podcast at some point. Coming your way on the Morning Mix podcast. And finally, 708, I liked one pole dancing video, and now I'm on stripper TikTok.
Damn the luck.
Yeah, send a couple of those links. It's Chris at WTMX.com.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, Mr. Kanye West is being sued by a Texas pastor who claims that the rapper illegally sampled more than a minute of his sermon and used it for his song on his 2021 album, Donda.
Ooh.
So that's not going so good for Mr. Kanye West. And basically, he's just saying they recorded and used it without me knowing it. And I guess we'll see where that ends up.
Yowch.
But if you remember Donda, the listening party was right here in Chicago at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
And it does have some, Donda's also the name of Kanye West's mom. It has a lot of that kind of religious notes and personal kind of vibe.
There. I just think it's crazy because about 20 people, you know, 100 people have their hands on that before it actually comes out.
Yes.
And like no one was like, oh, maybe we should get an okay on this.
Yeah, because he sings over a lot of kind of like you don't know what's on in the background. And I think it's this guy's sermon.
Yeah.
Wow. We all learn from Vanilla Ice, even that extra beat.
Well, no, because theirs goes ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, and ours goes ding, 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 ding,
exactly.
ding, ding.
Right.
Big difference.
In at number two, Bad Bunny's new album, Un Verano Sin Ti. Yes, that is Spanish. Me speaking Spanish. Has arrived. The Puerto Rican rapper's newest album has 23 songs. And many people online right now are saying that this is their soundtrack to summer.
That video was posted yesterday. It's already got 1.8 million views.
Totally. So. It is just like all over the internet right now. You can't get away from it.
I'll clean up our video, though, of Whip wearing his Star Wars shirt. 7.2 million
1.8
so.
Views. Somebody was like 4/5 of the way through it a second time.
Nope, I'm done. Stop showing up.
And Bad Bunny,
fifths.
he's going to be in Marvel World, right? Isn't
he
going to
be
a wrestler
a Marvel,
character?
He's a wrestler character,
he was trending like last week with that.
Bunny, he's
everywhere.
Like nonstop.
He's the worst bunny.
Awesome.
He's
the
like,
worst bunny.
I'm actually serious. I can't believe it's only 1.8 million views, though.
Yeah,
like, that seems like not that
it's
many.
Only been
it's
been
less
five
than 24
hours.
Yeah. I mean, it came out last night
at
11:59.
335 million people in the country. Come on, man. Pick it up, Bad Bunny. Let's go.
Man, what a pep talk.
You know
not
what?
Good
was,
enough,
if
son.
Was, yeah. If he was good bunny, he'd be doing better.
Yeah. If it was Pitbull, it'd be 18 million.
I think you're just defending your boy Pitbull. Yeah,
that's right.
Somebody needs to.
Totally makes sense. In at number one, Robert Redford trending right now after a side-by-side picture of him recent day.
And he's okay.
Yes. Okay. Oh, he's totally okay.
So whenever anyone older is trending, we got to come right out of the game and be like, he's all right.
He's still handsome. Yeah. It's okay.
Still very handsome. So there's a side-by-side picture of the famous meme of the nodding guy, that hairy, shaggy looking guy who's like,
he's like a hunter looking on a horse.
Hunting by a river or something.
And you don't know what he's doing, but he looks very pleasant. So that picture next to Robert Redford, and everyone's saying, I was today years old when I learned that those are both Robert Redford, not Zach Galifianakis like a lot of us think.
I always thought it was.
Right? It looks identical.
Yeah. I never thought it was Zach, but I just thought it was like a random dude.
Right.
Then you find out that it's him. It's pretty funny.
The picture was actually taken from a 1972 film, Jeremiah Jonas.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. With
it's
Robert
Nick's
Redford.
Dad.
Do you know how many people are watching that movie just for that scene? And they're
Jeremiah was a Jonas.
I think it's Jeremiah Johnson.
Oh, that's what I meant to say. Jeremiah Johnson. Sorry.
We had to make it mix relevant.
I'm sorry. It would be better if it was Jonas. It would be much more. You're right.
Jeremiah Lipa.
That's, I think, the film that came out a year later. The sequel. So, just very crazy. Everybody online is kind of commenting on that. If you want to see the picture side by side for yourself, we posted it on our Facebook page, 1019 Mix Chicago. I really didn't know about this, and you guys kind of enlightened me that this trend's kind of like...
It comes and goes. Yeah, this has come up before. I feel like every few months it bubbles up when that meme becomes kind of trending again, just as a meme.
And you can use it in so many ways.
So many ways.
It constantly keeps resurfacing.
Yeah. My buddies always use it if, like, because he looks at you and nods.
Yeah.
So if it's like, hey man, can you be there tomorrow? And you just get that. You're like, I'll see you at
6. And it's kind of a creepy nod. Like, I'm not sure. Are you actually coming or are you not?
I don't know. Are you Jeremiah?
Jonas? So that was your flash briefing.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
A nap. That's what most moms want. Really want for Mother's Day.
That's what we want, right? Mother's Day is this weekend. If you're looking for out of the ordinary plans, well, guess what? You can head over to Buffalo Bill's house.
Oh, that's right.
Silence of the Lambs, as we the old film, the horror movie.
Puts the lotion on the skin, or else it gets the holes again.
Ooh, my
everyone
Mom,
loves
just put
that.
It in the basket. Oh. It'll be fine. Boy, if you want something unique, you can go on a tour of the fictional homicidal maniac's home. The Periopolis property is now offering a special for Mother's Day.
Oh my God, I love this
special tour. On Sunday, tour guests will receive a complimentary chocolate wine glass, courtesy of a nearby confectioner, Jean and Boots Candies. The owner, Chris Rowan, bought the two-acre property during the pandemic and turned it into a place where guests can spend the night.
Whoa, no.
And wander through the kitchen where Bill spoke with FBI agent Clary Starling in the movie Silence of the Lambs. These guided tours will show filming locations like the lemonade porch where Bill and Clarice meet. The confrontation between Bill and Clarice did not take place in the home's basement. It was filmed at a sound studio, but you can hop down in the basement of this house and take a look.
So there you go.
The whole thing. It's going to get very weird. That tour is going to run you $65. Of course, you got to get out of town to go see it, but that's BuffaloBillsHouse.com if you want to make last-minute plans.
A dude tucking isn't part of that, right?
Not a part of it that we know of.
All right.
But, boy, I'm sure if you ask.
Okay, that's the Mother's Day bonus.
That's the bonus that you get.
You really have to know your mom audience on that one. That's just not for every mom. That's for certain moms who do enjoy that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly right.
You got to know.
Now, in terms of unique plans, Nikki's got one. Nikki, you guys have unique Mother's Day plans. I would say they're kind of unique, right?
Yeah,
not the run of the mill. You're not going to brunch at Wildberry.
No, it's been a tradition that we go to the Cubs game the Saturday before.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, the problem with, like, Mother's Day and Father's Day is, like, you know, you get, you know, your Bloody Marys and your sham, whatever you're doing, and then you got to go to work the next day.
Right.
So we kind of, we do it up on Saturday. So every Saturday before Mother's Day, we go to the Cubs game. And I got my mom jersey on.
I saw that.
Yeah, you got a really cool mom jersey.
Yeah, Cubs mom one jersey.
We should get a good photo of that and post it so that the world can see it.
That's right.
And we go with the husbands and the kids.
Oh,
and
that's
what always,
fun.
And well, it starts that way. And then it always ends up being like, the moms are like, can't you just watch your kids?
Yeah.
You got to
take care of everything.
Yeah. So.
Damn it, Joel!
We'll see what
you're at Wrigley and you just hear, damn it, Joel! Say hi to Nikki, grab a photo, tag us at 109 Mix Chicago. That's Nikki.
In the continuing theme of, will it be a test of the marriage?
Literally, here we are.
Saturday's another test, but I'm with other moms who are also testing their marriages.
Good.
Oh. So
that's a unique Mother's Day plan. There's a new Silence of the Lambs museum you could take mom to. They're having a special.
And the loves love that.
Yeah.
All moms love lotion.
Hi, Megan. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Just to test Swip's fact. You like lotion, Megan?
Sure.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Say thanks for the support.
What is your unique Mother's Day plan, Megan?
I'm graduating with my master's degree.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
May I ask where from?
I'm graduating from Dominican with a master's in special ed.
Hey, my best friend Jim went to Dominican. Look at that. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
good for you.
It.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
This guy, Will, he's English. He says he looks a lot like Channing Tatum and that when he's in the bedroom, women have taken to calling him Channing. Mm. And to that, we kind of all said, like, I'll just let it ride, dude.
Yeah, we supposed to feel bad for you?
If that's the biggest problem you're going to have all day,
You're
doing all right.
You're doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought, all right, has anybody ever called you the wrong name in the bedroom? Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I am good. How are you guys today?
Doing all right. It sounds like you've recovered all right from this incident. What happened in the in the bedroom?
So,
I keep it as clean as possible. My kids listen. Go ahead.
Okay. So me and my ex, her parents were away for a couple of days, and we got down to it, and she called me Jake, and Jake is actually one of the guys from the car meet.
From the car meet?
Yeah.
Like
we
the
go
carnival?
From the car. Back up a second. Your name's Nick. She called you Jake, and you know Jake.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, great. So she called out a guy you know, and it wasn't Jake from State Farm.
No.
Okay, that would be an honor.
Because at that point, I'd be like, you know what, sweetheart? I get it. We're good.
You
We're fine.
Sound hideous.
Yeah. You're like, that's fine, and I can get you a great deal. You're right. And now a fellow Chris. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Oh, man. You got a way better voice than me. Hi, Chris.
All right.
Yeah. Now, this happened to you. You were called the wrong name?
Man. Yeah. It's real funny because I don't know if you guys remember that movie about the twins. They were doctors back in like the late 80s. And
yeah.
What they would do, they would switch off, you know, girls. You
okay.
Know? Oh. So,
I don't remember
me and my
the
brother,
show.
He's like, actually, maybe it wasn't a movie. It was just my life.
Yeah.
So wait now. Yeah. So you and you have a twin brother?
Yeah, I have a twin brother.
Okay.
Exactly the same.
Oh,
no. We have a house. When we were staying in the house, we have a room in the basement where you know how you can walk and you can like slide the window and people can crawl into the basement.
Oh, yeah. We used to do it at my buddy's house. We'd sneak in the basement that way.
Yeah. So we call it a boardwalk. So one day my mom was gone and, you know, his girl came over.
Okay.
Hey, you wasn't here, so I was like, okay, come on in.
Oh, no, so you're like,
no.
I'll play the role, we're good.
We start getting to it, and she calls me my brother's name.
Oh.
I was like, oh, really? She's like, what do you mean? I said, yes. Well, say it again. So she calls my brother's name. I said, really? She said, well, what's the problem? I said, well, hold on. Let's just keep going. So when I finish, I'm like, you know, I'm not my brother. You know what I'm saying?
So you're like, I'll tell you when we're done. Stay right there.
funny or really disturbing, one or the other. I don't know.
Holy cow. So Chris is just mistaken identity, but halfway through, you're like, well, we might as well wrap this thing up.
Right. He wasn't going to ruin it before.
Nah. Well, that would be unfair to her.
Exactly what I was
from
thinking.
From his perspective.
Ringers is the movie, by the way, which I actually saw. I knew it sounded familiar. Yeah. He was a guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Were twin gynecologists.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, boy. Talk about movies you can't make now.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
Oh, my God. And you wonder how they got it through then.
Right?
Holy crap.
At dinner table, they're like, why aren't you two talking to that right
Wait
now?
Wait a second.
What's going on?
Oh, my goodness.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Mother's Day is Sunday. Do you have a gift? Boy, we hope you do. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, doing really, really well. Now, you are searching for a gift for a certain mom in your life. Who is that?
Yes, my mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Tough cookie,
yeah,
right?
She's the best.
Let's hit the hooks real quick. So then your husband not getting his mom a gift, it's become your responsibility.
Let's go right there.
Okay, got it. Okay, just making sure, just clarifying. Your husband has put the onus on you to get his mother a gift.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Typical.
Damn it, Joel. Okay, what's your husband's name, Amy?
John,
okay. Got to work a screw you, John, into this. Now, Amy.
No.
Oh, man.
Okay,
no.
This is a gift for your mother-in-law, and may I ask your mother-in-law's name? Did you say it's B?
Pat.
Oh.
It's Pat.
Oh, I was way off. All right, Pat. Okay, Pat is your mother-in-law. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, generally, the way we do this three-style, I ask for three words, and then people try to stump me. Like, the last guy told us Braunschweiger, orange, and encyclopedia. He tried to really throw me off.
That was great.
But because it's a Mother's Day weekend, what I'd like to do is ask you some questions about your mother-in-law, and then we'll take buzzwords from those questions, and that's what we'll do. So,
perfect.
For example,
okay.
What is your mother-in-law? Does she cook, your mother-in-law? I don't want to presume.
She does.
She does cook.
She does,
great.
But I can tell you one of her favorite words is Chardonnay.
Chardonnay!
Yeah!
Amy. Yeah. I love it. Okay, so Chardonnay, I love that. A buttery shard.
Yep.
Can't go wrong there.
Yep.
She likes a Chardonnay. Yep. I like that. Now, does she have a hobby at all?
She is a busy lady. She's a real estate agent, and
okay.
So am I.
Oh, great. Okay, watch it. A little plug there. I like it.
Yep.
Right, so she's a realtor.
She's awesome. Yes. She's a realtor.
Okay, great. She's a realtor, not realtor.
Tour. Yeah.
Realtor. She's a realtor.
Yeah, she is a realtor.
If you had to take one word that exists in ideally the English language to describe her, what word would that be, Amy?
Positive.
Oh,
goodness.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's what I've got there, Amy. Chardonnay, realtor, and positive.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy, you stay right there. It's time for us to, on the fly here, create a song for Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pat. You got to love Pat. You really can't go wrong. She's a sweetheart. You know, she loves a... Oh, boy. Here we go. This one's Braunschweiger was tough.
You're feeling it.
And
you're
orange was hard, but... All right, give me the count, and here it comes. Okay, this one's for you, Pat. Yo, we gotta give it up for our girl, Pat. You know that Pat, man, she knows where it's at. And Amy, guess what? Yo, she's shopping for John. You couldn't get your mom your own gift? That's wrong. Okay, look, she loves a little Bardi Chardonnay. Who doesn't? Take a sip on Sunday. She might even help you find a house because she's a realtor and she wears great blouses, probably from a place like Ann Taylor Loft. I just imagine that's where Amy would go bought a little something for her mother-in-law, Pat. Yeah, oh boy, don't we love it. That's where it's at. Hey, Pat, always keeping it plus. She likes to go positive, just like us. She's optimistic, and that's no lie. I hope that you like that song for P-A-T. Why? Patty. I got to think she'd be a Patty. Happy Mother's Day to Patty. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Why? Because we love her.
That's why. Amy, was that all right?
That's awesome. Perfect. Perfect.
I could hear a hint of disappointment in your voice. And boy, that's how we like to deliver it. Amy, happy Mother's. Do you have kids yourself, Amy?
I have four. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
A quattro. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Please enjoy it. Please relax. And we'll get you that audio so you can present it to Pat on Mother's Day.
Fantastic.
Present
Thank
that.
You so much.
And then when she's like, really, that's it? Then be like, no, here's your good Chardonnay.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Like a $2 chuck. There you go. Happy Mother's Day, Pat.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on The Morning Mix.
The Weeknd doing something very cool. He's praising Ariana Grande's music production skills.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, we know she can sing, and we know, you know, a lot of musicians can sing, but can they actually produce their own stuff? And
can
apparently,
they croon?
Right. They can croon and produce. And there was a producer, Kenny Beats, who went to social media. This is how it started. He started praising Doja Cat, King Princess, Rosalia, and Ariana Grande, saying, we need to talk more about women producers every day. Yes, sing, but they can produce their own stuff. He said Ariana Grande is insane at comping vocals with 100 stacks. I don't even know what he's saying. Rosalia engineers herself at the highest level. King Princess will walk around a room and play everything and track alone. And Doja has beats of her own that are unreal.
Wow. So quickly, comping vocals is where, like, let's say we did 10 takes.
Yeah.
And I take a little bit from take one. And then I'm going to put in that second line from take four. And then you nailed it in take five. And then that take two was really good. And you slowly build it out.
And he's saying with 100 stacks.
Yeah, that's
she can
just
do that
like
over
literally,
and over again.
Yeah, just like keep going and going and going.
And Take Five is an old British boy band or a candy bar.
The best candy bar on the friggin' planet.
Whoa, okay.
And you have to think, if this guy was born with the name Kenny Beats, he was pretty much destined to be a producer,
too.
So he is. He found his calling, too.
And now, how does this all get back to the Weeknd? Nobody knows.
No one knows.
But very close. He did retweet that and said, I've seen Ariana work in real time. That woman is a beast on Pro Tools.
All right, we got the Beast, we got the Beats.
And a Pro Tools shout out. How funny
is that? Swanee just cashed a check.
Just got really excited. All right. Jessica Biel just turned 40, and you think, you know, you're married to a superstar. What do you do for her? He put on his own concert for his wife because, she said, I know, right? She's his number one fan. So it was an amazing, amazing surprise birthday party. He flew in his band. Yes, Justin Timberlake went ahead and did a show for his wife. She said, and I mean, who do I want to see on my birthday? It's him and it's his band. He's my absolute favorite. And what he did that was very cool, he did obviously his songs, but then he performed all covers of songs that made up their time together, including artists such as Radiohead. Don't you want to see Timberlake do Radiohead?
I really do.
And then Donny Hathaway. I don't know who that is.
That is most famous for This Christmas. That's right.
Yeah.
From Chicago.
That's
no joke.
That's my favorite song.
He's a legendary Chicago soul singer.
Apparently did that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
I'd pay to see that, too.
So he.
I wish I was Jessica Biel.
Right?
Why couldn't he have married me?
We all wish we were Jessica Biel. Whip. Come on. His voice on Radiohead is something else, is what she said. So
really?
Not sure what song he sang.
Interesting.
I know, this is a good one. But it'd be kind of funny if he sang Creep to her on her birthday.
On her birthday? Guess what I am.
I love you. Here's Creep.
I know a couple years ago there was a cheating scandal about me. And here's one for you. That was a flirting scandal, I think. Sorry, back to you, Nikki.
I guess maybe it does apply then. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
I'm a weirdo. And then everyone is talking about Harry Styles because we all want to go to his house. And luckily, Harry's house is coming to Chicago for 5 nights. So that's pretty cool.
Wow. That's huge.
I think it's like 10 nights in L.A., 10 nights in New York, but we got 5. We'll take it. Absolutely. So it is going to be October 6th, 8th, 9th, 13th, and 14th. All at the United Center, and look for those tickets to go on sale next week.
Okay, that's amazing.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The Kentucky Derby is this weekend. Now, also the F1 race in Miami is this weekend. So yesterday, just because I'm really interested in it, and two other people that texted are, I said, oh, let's all pick drivers.
Yeah.
So Whip chose Lando Norris, who has now been all over Instagram hanging out with James Corden, who's down in Miami doing a bunch of stuff. Nikki, you've got Esteban Ocon.
Esteban and his Le Car.
That's right. That's, yeah, very correct.
Yeah.
Violetta has Lance Stroll.
Okay, thanks.
Who's
I forgot.
Rich. Yeah, don't worry. I got
you. Okay, Stroll.
And I've got my boy Danny Ricciardo. I'm wearing my Danny Ricciardo t-shirt today. He's also known as the Honey Badger, which is why it says that on here. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
I don't want to know.
So those are our picks for Sunday's F1 race in Miami. The Grand Prix happens at 2 o'clock. You can watch that on ABC. You're welcome. Now, also, the Kentucky Derby is Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And if we're picking race car drivers, we should pick horses. So the Kentucky Derby generally draws massive crowds, which is great. They have the Derby Day Museum gift shop selling a mint julep Twinkie now.
Ooh.
Those are going to be $4 each. The Derby is on Saturday. That's over 120,000 mint juleps are estimated to be served this year. It'll take 2,200 pounds of freshly harvested mint, 80 tons of shaved ice, and 8,000 liters of mint julep cocktail mix to create that official drink.
Wow.
And maybe we'll have, I think we have about 2,000 gallons of vodka in here right now.
Perfect.
For Violetta's V's Mixology. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. But first, we got to pick horses. So I've passed around a list of all 20 horses that will be joining the race. And I thought, well, we should all pick one. So you've got a lot of fun names in here. Names like Mo Donegal, Happy Jack, Epicenter, Summer's Tomorrow, Smile Happy, Messier, Crown Pride, Charge It, Tis the Bomb, Zandon, Pioneera, Medina, Taiba, Simplification, Barber Road, White, Abarillo, Cyberknife, Classic Causeway, Towny, Port, Zozos, and Ethereal Road. So, Nikki, looking at that list, who is your horse to win the Kentucky Derby?
I'm going with the theme of my life, and so I feel connected to horse 6, Messier.
Oh, I was like, Messier.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay.
Yep.
You think it's Messier or Messier?
Messier.
I like Messier, though.
I know. He read Messier, and I read Messier as well, so I'll say Messier.
It's Messier.
It's a French mess. Messier.
It's probably Messier, and I'm an idiot, but I think Messier works.
It's more fun as Messier.
I was just looking for a horse named Damn It Joel. I was like, what is she talking about?
I'm going with Messier.
Sorry, yeah, I didn't want to ruin the Messier thing. It just hit me like, but Messier's better.
And Whip, what is your horse choice?
So I'm going with the Pioneer of, now this could be either one too. It could be Medina, but I'm going with Medina because it reminds me of the old Tone Loc classic, Funky Cold Medina.
Funky Cold
Medina,
yes!
Which maybe we could do on the cocktail thing sometime.
Boy, that'd be great.
Yeah, maybe another day.
All right, and Violetta, your choice for the horse to win the Kentucky Derby.
I'm going to go Cyberknife.
Ooh, Cyberknife.
That sounds killer.
It sounds like it's out of Terminator 2.
Yes. Yeah.
That was Cyberdyne, but still. All right, that only leaves me a couple.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm going to go with a hopeful feeling. My choice to win the Kentucky Derby, Summer Is Tomorrow.
Woo!
Damn it, don't we want it?
The odds are only 30-1.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right, so that's got Nikki with Messier Messier. We'll find out. Whip with Pioneer of Medina. No,
yes.
Pioneer of Medina. Violetta with Cyberknife, and I've got Summer Is Tomorrow. So we'll keep our eye on the race this weekend. We'll see who does it.
It's Mixmaster V and her mixology. Cocktails for you and me. Please join us
on Facebook Live at 101.9 Mix Chicago.
Yes, so we have a very busy weekend ahead. We have Mother's Day, which is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Derby Day. And today's theme is definitely something that you can use for both of those, right? You're celebrating mom or you're picking the ponies. And really both have to do with booze and both have to do with flowers. So it really kind of all works out. Today we are going to be making a boozy Bellini.
Ooh, yes.
So, Roberto?
I know. So a Bellini normally includes peach puree. So this is actually something easy you can do. It is just frozen peaches. You mix that up with a little simple syrup, put it in a blender. Oh. Then you add a little bit of vodka, triple sec, and then you top it all off with a little bit of Prosecco.
I would say a little bubbles at the
yep.
end.
Watch
it. It is going to be so refreshing for mom in the morning to start off her day.
Yeah.
And then
wake her up with the blender.
It's kind of like a mom smoothie.
Yeah, 100%.
It really is.
Yeah, it
hey,
is.
Hey, mom, sleep in.
You mean something like this would be annoying?
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
That's totally worth the
that
end product.
That was a dangerous move. Violetta, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, Violetta just picked up a blender, tilted it, and turned it on.
Yeah, right.
So thankfully we survived.
Yeah, it's only a little equipment in here.
Yeah.
Only
Engineer Vic would have come in with a gun.
Oh,
all right,
no.
Here we
okay,
go.
Okay,
never,
so
never.
As I start mixing up this drink, you guys are going to love it. That peach puree, the vodka, triple sec, and Prosecco. Whip is going to tell us about the history of
Belize. Yes, ma'am. Which one would you like, the drink or the flower story first?
The drink, the Bellini.
The Bellini was invented sometime between 1934 and 1948. You got a little 14-year, can't quite pinpoint it. We do know this much. Giuseppe Cipriani, who was confused enough to call his bar Harry's in Venice, Italy. And his name's Giuseppe.
Joe?
Maybe Giuseppe.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Maybe Giuseppe is Italian for Harry.
Shout out to Joe and Giuseppe's.
Yes. That's right. He named the drink the Bellini because its unique pink color reminded him of the toga of a saint in a painting by 15th century Venetian artist Giovanni Bellini, who now sings for Manskin.
Well, look at that.
That's a twist to the story.
All coming back to Lollapalooza.
100% true.
Wow, unbelievable.
All right.
All right, we're topping already.
Yes,
we're
taking the Prosecco, topping it on this. It looks so refreshing and delicious. And so on Mother's Day, you might be bringing your mom this in bed, and you might be giving her a bouquet of roses as well, which also works out with the Derby, because we got a little history on that.
This is crazy. So this one we can pinpoint back to 1883. Women who attended Derby parties would get a red rose for showing up.
Oh.
In 1896, race organizers decided to award the winner Ben Brush with an arrangement of roses. In 04, that's 1904, they named the red rose the official flower of the Derby.
Wow.
In 1925, a sports columnist coined the term Run for the Roses. And finally, in 1932, they started awarding the famous rose garland to the winning horse, a tradition that continues to this day.
And a rose is going to Nikki
look
now.
At this.
If we can get the camera on
Mother's
Nikki.
Day early. Yes.
I know you just did it, but turn around and show off. Nikki's wearing a custom Cubs jersey today.
Oh, it says
she is the number one mom.
Moms are number one.
Just they
so
really
all
are.
Moms know Nikki is number one, so that all moms know Nikki
well,
has
Julian
taken
is very
the title.
Lucky.
Yes, congrats.
All moms would like to drink.
Yes.
All right, well, V, this looks phenomenal. We should find out what it tastes like.
All right, cheers, guys. You have your boozy Bellini in hand. Nikki has a rose.
I thought, too, to celebrate the F1 race in Miami, let's drink them real fast. Just
I'm okay with that.
All right, cheers. Thanks, V.
Cheers.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
Yo, that's good.
Mine has a lot of vodka.
Yes, it does.
That's delicious.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little more triple sec for mom if you're starting off your morning this way.
Mine has part of the blade from the blender in it, but I'm good.
It is really good. That peach puree kind of breaks up the vodka and the champagne.
Now.
I hope that you guys enjoy this with your moms this weekend.
Yes.
It's a wonderful, wonderful weekend ahead. And we hope that you do it with our cocktail.
So not only cheers to moms.
Yes.
But he's in our producer studio right now.
And he's going to be so mad.
Tomorrow, he's going to be real mad. I'm going to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a national holiday.
Yep.
They celebrate in Sweden. But it is our producer Swanee's birthday tomorrow.
Mm.
So we have a cake
Happy
in our
birthday.
Studio, not in his.
Happy birthday, Swanee!
Happy birthday to Swanee.
Yeah.
He's looking around like what are you guys talking about? My birthday's in December. But happy birthday to Swanee. There's
happy
a cake
birthday,
in here.
Swanee.
We hope you enjoy it. And if you want some of the drink, half of the drink I had is left if you want a sip. Don't worry. Yeah, just lick the glass.
It's all you need.
That's all you need.
That's going to mix so nicely with those gummies, too.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. Happy birthday to Swanee. Happy Saturday to the horses at the Kentucky Derby. Happy Sunday to the F1 drivers. And, of course, leading the way, happy Mother's Day to all of the moms. We love you. You are the best. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.